from around Europe, and it's also partially sponsored by the FP7 European Union framework. So we're very pleased to have the support of this project, and also that this is not a it's the project is not only the six seminars and the conference, which will take place over the next 3 years, but also ongoing research conducted by a team of researchers around Europe, and outputs such as an online database about European electronic literature, which we'll be building here at the University of Bergen, and an anthology of electronic literature, which will include pedagogical resources that Blekinge Technical Institute will be the lead partner on that, an exhibition of electronic literature, which will take place at Edinburgh College of Art and include performances, among a number of other ongoing research projects. So we expect this to be sort of the launch of a great deal of research activity on this subject in Europe. And we'll talk a little bit more over the course of the day about the sort of guiding principle of our angle of research, which is essentially looking at the idea that creativity is a social ontology, to coin, to use the phrase that that Simon Biggs has coined. So essentially looking at electronic literature and the communities that we'll be talking about today as sort of examples of the way that communities constitute themselves and enable network-mediated creativity. So,